With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The number of cases heard before local courts fell in 2024. According to the Compendium of Statistics, there were just over 1,400 cases before the Grand Court last year, an 8% drop when compared to 2023. There was also a 24% dip in summary court cases, falling from nearly 13,400 to just over 10,100 in 2024. Most of that can be attributed to a 31% dip in the number of traffic tickets dealt with. On the flip side, the number of legal aid cases grew 15% to 850, while the number of attorneys climbed just under 4,100. That's a nearly 9% spike. The number of juveniles convicted in 2024 fell from 20 in 2023 to 15. Those kids were between the ages of 14 and 18. The average adult prison population grew by 3.2%. to 252 last year, with an average age of 38. You can find the full compendium of statistics online at eso.ky. It's a thumbs up from the National Conservation Council as they approve the Protected Area Management Plan for Hemington Forest,
which is 194 acres of biodiverse dry forest and shrubland in the middle of Cayman Brac up on top of the bluff. It's already Crown land and protected under the Conservation Act, and we're proposing the name of it to reflect the traditional right-of-way Hemington Road, which passes essentially through the protected area, or which we've been acquiring land and protecting around that old trail.
Department of Environment's John Bothwell told MPs it brings the area one step closer to being the country's first formally designated and protected national park after a public consultation period earlier this year.
Over 85% of the respondents thought the plan accurately reflected the kind of experience they would like to see in Hemington National Park. The vast majority of comments collected from the consultation period were supportive of the plan, and indeed inspired a sense of pride in Cayman Brac being home to the first national park in the Cayman Islands.
The plan includes improvements to the Hemington Road Trail, a pedestrian path dating back to the 1800s. Other upgrades include a new trail network, an observation tower, a new open-air information shelter, and restroom facilities accessed from Songbird Drive.
Although the area is already protected, designating it as a national park just helps us show that Cayman is meeting our commitments under various conventions and international goals of protecting and managing areas for wildlife, such as the Convention on Migratory Species, and particularly the Convention on Biological Diversity, which the Cayman Islands have been party to for many years.
The National Conservation Council approved the plan at their Friday meeting. For more information, head to conservation.ky. Now with the check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Govinda Gill. Australian police have charged the surviving suspect in the Bondi Beach Hanukkah mass shooting with 59 offences, including 15 counts of murder as well as committing a terrorist act. Naveed Akram was charged in hospital after coming out of a coma. The head of the World Health Organization has called for the immediate release of health workers who are believed to have been detained in southwestern Sudan. It follows reports that more than 70 healthcare workers are among 5,000 civilians being held in the city of Nyala, which has been the headquarters of the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. The International Energy Agency says global coal consumption is expected to hit a record 8.85 billion tonnes this year. It marks the first rise in 15 years. The Thai military says it's launched a renewed operation along its border with Cambodia to find two soldiers who went missing in overnight clashes. The latest fighting between the two countries has entered its 11th day. Ukraine says its drones have hit Russia's Slavyansk oil refinery. Unverified video shows the refinery apparently in flames. Britain has announced it will rejoin the European Union's Erasmus Student Exchange Programme. It withdrew in 2020 following Brexit. The authorities in India's capital Delhi have rolled out strict measures to curb air pollution that's been in the severe category for the past few days. All private and government offices will operate with 50% attendance from Thursday. BBC News.